What it do, baby boo? I'm back again with another episode of Self-Reflect with Lex. And last episode, you know what I'm saying? I told y'all what I had going on dating-wise, what happened with me in my previous relationship, etc., etc. This time, we just gonna kick it. We really gonna kick it and talk about dating and how dating really is a stressful obstacle nowadays. Because certain situations occur, and I don't know, y'all. We just gonna dive into it because I feel like I have a lot to get off my chest. I gotta keep y'all in the loop. I gotta keep y'all informed, and y'all know I like to talk. So sit back, relax, pour you a glass of wine, get you some Hennessy, whiskey, vodka, whatever you gonna drink on, sip on with me, and let's self-reflect, okay? So this past weekend, I had a good time. I went out with one of my close friends. You know, we went to the hookah lounge, hit a couple of bars. I did end up going on a date this past weekend. It was nice. I had something else lined up for the weekend, but you know, shit happens. Plans get canceled. I was really looking forward to that, though. That definitely would have been a nice vibe and a nice situation. So hopefully I'm able to pick that back up. But went out, had drinks with my mom at this place called Copper and Kings. If you've never been, you should definitely try it out. It's cute for either a date night, girls night, what have you. Or if you just want to kick it with friends, have a couple of drinks and vibe out. I really enjoyed myself, so I would definitely be back. Me and my Brody, we went to, like I said, the hookah lounge. And then we went to Tap Room, and we was just kicking it. Agave and Rye had us a little red Corvette. If you don't know what they are, you need to check them out. drinks will have you litty, okay? Litter than a titter. Anywho, over this course of 2 days, three if we count today, I've been having multiple conversations with my friends, and one topic that keeps coming up is dating and how all of us are just dating at the moment and how we're running into different type of situations when it comes to people. Like, the shit is crazy. And now that I sit back and reflect on it, it's like, damn, is this really what is out here in the dating pool? Because this shit sucks. Like, I'm so over it. Either you get a facade of what it is you want, meaning somebody shows you one thing, but they do another when you end the situation, or they show you exactly who they are, and you don't want to deal with it. You're not feeling it. So one thing I've learned growing up is everybody puts their best foot forward in the beginning. So when you first meet a person, they're always on their best behavior. They're always trying to show you why you should pick them, and vice versa. You might be trying to show them why they should pick you. Nothing is wrong with that. But eventually, after you get comfortable, true colors start to show. And now we start realizing, like, hey, I really ain't feeling this person, or I'm really not vibing with this person the way I thought I was, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I've had that happen a time or two. Like I said, this dating shit is crazy, but I'm having fun with it. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I've real deal been meeting a bunch of nice people. I've real deal been vibing out, and I've real deal been figuring out what it is I want and don't want, what it is I'm willing to tolerate, what I'm not willing to tolerate, and I'm actually dating with a purpose. And in the midst of dating with a purpose, you know, because I want a husband, I want a family, so when I say I'm dating with a purpose, these are things that I'm looking for when I go on these dates. Do me and do the line. Could he possibly be my husband? Because if not, I'm crossing him off my roster. And it's funny because I'm very upfront when I meet new people. Like, I tell them, I'm like, hey, I am dating. So may the best nigga win. If you can't handle that, cool. There's no hard feelings. You can go your way and I'll go mine. I'm not upset. I'm not mad. I'm not none of that. But I'm definitely dating. I'm not tying myself down to just one person unless you can show me after a series or a course of dates why I should put all my eggs in your basket. Because like I've told you previously, I've been known to put all my eggs in one basket and then that person dropped the basket. And now I'm sitting here left to pick up all the pieces from the eggs. So, like I said, dating has been fun. I've been having a lot of fun with it. And I pray that I run into what it is I am looking for. With that being said, me and my homegirl was having a conversation today. Okay, and this is how janky some of these dudes and females be when it comes to dating. So, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like this, but I know I have. So, when she called me for advice, of course, I gave her my genuine opinion on how I felt. And it was just like, yo, I've really been here before, and it's not a good feeling. So, before I tell y'all what I told her, I guess I should tell y'all the scenario, right? Yeah, let's get into that. So, basically, she's been talking to this guy for like 3 months now or whatever, and she straight up told him like, hey, I don't want to make this nothing serious. My dating goals right now is just, you know, I want a friends with benefits. Cool. Everybody is at different stages when it comes to dating. Everybody's not looking for the same shit. Everybody's on different levels. You want what you want at this moment. That's fine. So for my homegirl at this moment, she just wants somebody to kick it with. She just wants a friends with benefits. And she's been very open and very honest about that with everybody she talks to. So, she told dude that from the jump. They've been talking and kicking it for the past 3 months, but she recently cut him off. What I hate is when you go to cut somebody off and they try to convince you to stay. Like, why would I stay somewhere when I already know I don't want it and I've already told you I don't want it? Why would you then in turn try to convince me to stay somewhere where I'm not being pleased or I'm not fulfilled or I'm not happy? And I've noticed that is a flaw when it comes to dating. I think people become so complacent or so comfortable with just having somebody that you'll put up with anything. And I say that because I've been in that situation and I've definitely felt like that before. Like, I just stayed around because I was comfortable. But I really wasn't truly happy and I really wasn't being fulfilled and I really wasn't getting what I needed from that person. So it was kind of pointless to stay there. So when my friend asked me for advice, like, sis, what should I do? I was like, I mean, the most we can do at this point, you know, is just be honest and upfront. Let dude know how you feel. Because we are adults, we are grown. Like, I don't want you to just ghost dude, you know what I'm saying? And then he's like, oh my God, you left me on red, which was crazy because when I was checking the messages, like, dude was really on that. He was like, oh, you left me on red, you not responding back, that's petty. Like, grow up. If she left you on red, move on with your day. Somebody leave me on red, I'm not about to keep blowing your phone up. Again, been that bitch too. I know how that shit goes, and I know how that feels. It's not a good feeling when somebody ghosts you. It's not a good feeling when you're left on red. But hey, that's life. Everybody maneuvers differently from you. But as we grow and as we elevate and as we come into ourselves and our own, we have to understand that everybody is not going to operate within the capacity of what you want them to operate in. So with that being said, what that means is, yes, I feel like I like to communicate. So I'm going to communicate with you how I feel and what's wrong and where I feel like there needs to be an adjustment. But you, on the other hand, may not feel like that. Your solution may be to ghost me. That is perfectly fine, sir. I have no issues with that. That just lets me know that I need to keep it trucking. And that's cool. There's plenty of many of other fish in the sea. Everybody's not meant for you. And you're not meant for everybody. That's fine. All I'm saying is don't try to convince me or persuade me to see things your way. And that's what dude tried to do with my friend. Like, he just kept blowing up. So finally I was like, you know, if you don't want to be bothered, I hate to say it, and I'm an advocate for not doing this shit. But if we're not trying to be bothered with a person, just block them, sis. Because we've already spoken our piece. We already told him how we felt. We already gave him, you feel me, what we deem our solution to said situation. So if he's not He's not understanding that. He's not wanting to come to terms with that. He's not comprehending that. And we no longer want to be bothered. Just block him. Because this is draining. And why should we continue to put energy into something that is not putting energy into us back? It's not being beneficial. Not only that, but she wasn't the only friend that was having dating issues. Like, my other friend was having dating issues. He was up there talking about, you know, how basically a dude ghosted him. And I was like, damn, either one of my friends is trying to ghost somebody, another friend is getting ghosted, or you like me and just get everybody on your line and you just trying to figure out which way to move and go. Because at this point, I'm being pulled in so many directions that it's crazy. And I'm just trying to figure out which path is really going to be the one that leads me to the promised land. Which path is going to be the one that, you know, I'm like, yeah, this is the path I really needed. Because like I said, this weekend was crazy. It was hectic. It was all over the place. But all in all, I really did have fun. And it was an eye-opener. Because it allowed me to look back on said situations that I previously was in, where it was kind of the same thing that I'm going through now. And I've noticed that I have grown as a person because I handled it so much more maturely than I would have in my past. Back in the day, if somebody was trying to cancel on me, I would get upset. I would be mad. I would probably throw a shot. But now if you cancel, I understand that life happens, shit occurs, and there's always other days. If you truly want to see a person, if it's truly meant to be, then everything will align at the right time when it's supposed to. I am no longer forcing anything into my life that does not fit. And that's pretty much what this whole little podcast episode is about. Don't force nothing into your life that does not fit. You've ever tried to put a puzzle together and you got two puzzle pieces, but they do not align. And you keep trying to make this puzzle piece fit this other piece to make your puzzle complete. Whole time, you got two separate puzzles. Nigga, these is two separate pieces from two separate puzzles. They will never fit together. You have to get the pieces that align with the puzzle that it goes to. And I've noticed that when it comes to dating, everybody's trying to make shit fit and work that does not fit. It's not aligned, boo. Let it go. My mama got drunk the other weekend and she told my friend, she said, drop that zero and get you a hero. Now, mind you, she was drunk. My friend is gay. I don't know where this came from, but I took it so hard and I was like, you know what? Pam is right. I really do need to be dropping some zeros and getting me a hero, real life. And with dating nowadays, like I said, if it's not even remotely what I want, if it don't even sound like it's about to be on my level or to my standards, I'm not even entertaining that bullshit. Like, you definitely need to move around. I recently let a dude go because after a couple of conversations and a couple of link-ups, I was like, you know what? This ain't even what I want. And for the most part, I really thought we had a lot in common. I really thought we were aligned. I really thought, you know, this could possibly be something. But the more I talked to him, the more I got to know him, the more I was like, you know what? This isn't even aligned remotely with what it is I want. And I told y'all it was going to be a deal breaker anyway on the last episode because he don't want no more kids. And of course I do. And I've come to terms with, I definitely want more kids. I definitely need my man, whoever I decide to be with, to be open to the thought of having more kids. I definitely want him to be excited if we did have another kid. Like, I want what I want. And true enough, nobody is ever going to be perfect. Everybody has flaws. Everybody's going to come with their little imperfections, but I just needed to be perfect for me. I needed to be mostly what I want, and then we can compromise on little shit. And vice versa. I want me to be mostly of what he wants, and we can compromise on little shit. Having kids is major. That's nothing light to play with. That's nothing to just be like, okay, we can compromise here or there. Either we're going to be all in or we're not. Because children take a village to raise. But despite all of that, outside of the children situation, like I said, the more I got to talk to him, I was like, damn, he really don't ask me, you know, nothing about me. He really doesn't take an interest in what I'm interested in. But yet, I'm catering to all his needs, and I'm catering to what it is he likes and, you know, what it is he's doing. And the more I talked to him, the more I was like, damn, he really hasn't asked me nothing about me since the first time we talked. And every time we get on his phone, he's mostly just doing all the talking. I'm sorry, but if I'm ever on a phone conversation with you, I need it to go back and forth. It has to be a communicative conversation. Like, this has to be a team effort. You talk, I talk. You talk, I talk. That's called a conversation. If only one of us is talking. If only one, excuse me, y'all, I had to belch. If only one of us is talking and the other one is just sitting on the phone, breathing, rolling their eyes, barely listening, or listening just enough to say, mm-hmm, okay, this is not a conversation. And if I'm giving suggestions or I'm telling you, hey, I would like to do X, Y, and Z, and then you just shut it down, what type of relationship would we have in the long run? So I'm glad I got to see what it, and I'm happy that he was genuinely himself. Let's be clear on that. I'm pretty sure he would be a great guy for somebody that is aligned. Awesome. I'm not saying he wouldn't. He just wouldn't be a great guy for me. And I'm glad I got to see that early on, and I was able to regulate that and part ways. So now we had to filter through, and we got some prospects on this team. This roster is starting to come alive. It's coming along real nicely, and I'm liking everybody I'm coming into. So I'm not going to jinx myself, because I've been known to kind of jinx situations. There's definitely one or two, maybe three I'm really feeling. But I'm just going to keep it to myself until we actually see where it go. I'll definitely keep y'all in the loop, though. I'll definitely keep y'all updated. Y'all know I like to gossip and talk about me and my shit. I tell y'all my business, Turner. Y'all nosy anyways. I like it, though. I like it. But yeah, I just want everything to fit perfectly when it comes to my masterpiece and my puzzle. I don't want to have two separate puzzles and trying to make pieces fit where they don't belong. So I just feel like going forward, when it comes to this dating shit, we shouldn't be so amused or just so gung-ho or so excited with the first impression somebody gives us. We shouldn't just automatically assume that, oh my God, this was our first link up, this is who he is, or this is who she is, and I'm so infatuated, and I'm so in love, and oh my God, I want to get to know them more. Yes, it's intriguing, but let's give it time. Let's start to simmer down. Let's start to really dig deep when it comes to these people we are indulging with and giving our time to, and figure out, is this somebody I can really have a conversation with? Is this somebody that I can be myself around when times get a little rough? Can I cry to them? Will they be empathetic? Will they sympathize? Will they laugh at me? How do they handle certain situations? Are they someone who doesn't mind that I hang out with my friends all the time? Or are they homebodies? Do they have friends the way that I have friends? Are we compatible? And these are conversations I'm having early on, just to see, because if the answer is no, then baby, you got to go. Because I have friends and I have a life, and I had a life outside of you. Now, true enough, as we become one, then our lives intertwine. And certain shit you did when you were single, you're not going to do in a relationship. I full-heartedly agree with that, and I understand that. But you're not supposed to lose yourself completely when it comes to a relationship. You are still supposed to keep something about you. If you enjoy art, or if you enjoy painting, if you enjoy podcasting, if you enjoy music, if you enjoy going out every now and again, these are certain things that you should still maintain within a healthy relationship. You can't do that with somebody who's a homebody and don't want to be around people, and they don't like art. So yo, all this painting you doing and pictures, no. They don't want to hear you talk every day. So the podcasting got to stop. Music, who want to listen to that? Turn it down. They like peace and quiet. Like, no. I need somebody that's going to be compatible. I play spades. I need you to play spades too, or at least be willing to learn. I like to be at the family cookout with my family and my friends. Can you hang? Is that your vibe? Is that your scene? Do you hang out with your family? Do you be with your friends? Do you have cookouts? Do you like hosting parties? Because I don't like hosting parties, y'all. I like to attend. I don't like hosting. I'm going to tell y'all why. Because I don't want to clean up my house afterwards. And some people, they come to your shit and they disrespect your shit. And I don't like it. They got to go. I don't like hosting. And I got to make sure everybody okay. My ass get drunk. I get littered to a titter. I can't be out here drunk and trying to focus on everybody else roaming around my crib and asking, making sure they okay. No, I don't host events. I'm sorry. I just cannot. Not at my crib, at least. Now, I might host something at my mama's house, but if I do that, 9 times out of 10, she's the host and mommy's a good host. Y'all should come through to the cookout. Y'all should come through. It'd be a good time. Good old time. We'd be having a blast. But back to what I was saying, like, if you're with a person who don't like none of it, then this isn't gonna work. In one of my previous relationships, he just never wanted me to go nowhere. He never wanted anybody to come over. We used to live together, so he was very controlling. It was a lot of, I don't want you hanging with this person or that person. And I became so isolated and so depressed and so in a funk to where I lost myself. Like, I really just did not know who I was as a person. And that took a long time after that relationship to find me again. And with each year you grow, with each year you become a new person, which with each person you meet, there's new levels. So finding me became a little harder because for so long, or for 2.5-3 years, I was with a person who controlled my every move. Controlled everything about me. He said he didn't like this, and I agreed, but deep down, I enjoyed it. He didn't like being sociable or around other people. I did. So when you're conditioned to not doing something for so long, trying to get back in the habit of doing it is kind of hard. So now I'm back in the habit of doing it because it's something I enjoy. So for somebody to try to come in and change that is going to be hard for me. That's why I need somebody that's aligned, that's on the same pathway that I am, that enjoys being sociable, that enjoys being around friends and family, that enjoys going out from time to time. Now, true enough, I like Netflix and chilling just like anybody else. But I also like having date nights and going out and doing things. So, you know, I'm not going to say dating is whack, but dating is something else today. And when I say dating today, I'm not saying I'm trying to get married to you today. I'm not saying that I want to be engaged tomorrow. But dating today, I strictly just want to date, get to know one another, date other people. Get to know other people and see exactly where we all line up and match up at. Let's start crossing our X's, crossing T's, dotting I's, all of it. And figure out who really aligns with us. So, yes, I'm dating today, honey. But I'm also dating with a purpose. So I hope that you all enjoyed this self-reflection. I hope that you learned something from it, gained something from it. Hell, I hope you self-reflect your damn self, honestly. And I hope you out here dating today with a purpose. Don't just let anybody give you any old bullshit, tell you any old thing, and sell you any old dream. Let them know that your time is precious, your time is worth something, and if it's not remotely what you want or you get a red flag in the beginning, toss that shit out. We don't got time to be wasting, depending on what your goals are. So, until next time, baby boos, I love y'all. Peace.